Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you, so you can give us a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to holla at us, Wody, shout out to my cousin, Luke Moore. If you're afraid to holla at us, Wody, you can email us. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, if you want to holla at us, you can holla at us smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Social network, if you have Facebook, you want them old people that got Facebook, you can jump into the Smooth Drama group, myself or the oldest dude that I know, Mr. J. We'll let you in. Once again, myself or the oldest dude that I know, Mr. J, will let you in once he gets out of that rocking chair. I diss him every week. He don't even get it. anywhere you find Smooth Drama, any social media, add us, we'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. Oh, also, if you're listening live, there is the chat room that you can jump in and chat in. Hopefully you have some good and positive to say. That's all I ask for. Nothing special. All right. Speaking of nothing special, Brown Sugar, apparently, in the Bronx Zoo, like the actual zoo, not the Bronx Zoo where they say the people live, in the Bronx Zoo in New York, zoo officials have said that a mangrove snake had somehow escaped from its display. Now, they say it poses no threat to visitors, even though they are mildly venomous.
What?
Yeah, they're mildly. Apparently, the mangrove snake is about 3.5 feet long, which is some scary shit right there. And they say that they're mildly venomous. Mildly.
What's mildly? What's that mean?
It'll kind of kill you. It could cut. They say they don't really. Okay. They're not dangerous to people. They're shy, timid, secretive in nature, and active at night. Yeah, so they started telling people yesterday that the snake slipped out of his exhibit in Jungle World. And they placed a sign at the zoo's entrance pointing out that there is a little chance of seeing or coming into contact with the mangrove snake.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to close the zoo down until it's found, or?
No.
I mean.
No, they just put the sign up that there's a chance that you can run into a mildly poisonous snake. Oh, wait. Let me not say poisonous. Venomous.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a reason why this is called the questioning your intelligence show. Because I'm like, so you're telling me that there's a venomous snake loose, but I shouldn't worry about it. I should just come to the zoo regardless. Children on field trips, all that. you might accidentally run into it and get bit. You might.
Just maybe.
Just maybe.
You know what, though? I'm like, you know, when they do stuff like that, are they aware, like, of lawsuits and, like, how they're liable for things like that? Do they think about that or no?
They put the sign up.
So the sign means
it's
what?
At the entrance.
At least we
so
told
you.
So it, and then it's at your own risk then.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a little chance of seeing or coming into contact with the snake. It might happen. So, for me, being the scary ass dude that I am when it comes to snakes, I don't know if I would ever go.
Scary or cautious?
I'm scariest. When it comes to snakes, look, you haven't seen that side. It's like, nah. I don't even have the words to describe how fast you'll see me move, how high you'll see me jump to get out of the path of a snake. I was chased by a snake when I used to live in Indiana in the path. It was chasing me. I was rolling. I didn't fall like you know in them shows where they'd be falling. Nope. There was no falling for me. Your boy was huffing it. You ain't catching me, sucker. Left him in the dust, but I just remember snakes chase you. Like, And I remember crawfishing and water moccasin was in the net. And I just remember as soon as I saw it, I just broke left. Like, yeah, you might get them, but your boy ain't gonna get caught. They're highly venomous. They're not somewhat. Anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I'm just not gonna be able to do it. Just like for those people out there who drink, you wanna get your drinky drink on. The scientists from the University of Portsmouth have created atomic vodka, which is a spirit made with exclusion zone grain and water, making it the first consumer product to come from the area around the abandoned nuclear power plant in Chernobyl. You remember Chernobyl, right?
Mm-hmm.
They just did a little documentary, little series on it. And I'm like,
they've done series over the years.
Yep. Yeah. So from the grain and the water in the most polluted, radiated area on Earth, they made some vodka. And they say, you know what?
Yeah.
It's all good. It's safe to drink.
You know what, though?
Who wants some atomic?
I would say it probably isn't any worse than some of the food we're eating. So, I mean.
So, you going to take a drink?
I don't know.
You
I'm not a vodka drinker anyway. I'm not a vodka drinker. So.
Okay. So, we'd have to trick you.
Yeah, most likely. Because I don't. That's a bit much for me. I'm more of a wine person. So, tell me it's orange. If it, you know what, but if it glowed in the dark, I probably would taste it. I like things that glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Well, I mean, it is from the most radiated place on Earth, so it
that's
probably
why I said
glow
that.
In the dark.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I might be tricked into drinking some.
You put a little dye in there. It's like glow in the dark, like. Here you go. Here you go, brown sugar. Drink this drink. It
and
might
I'm
going to
do it.
Fall off next week. Yeah.
I might glow in the dark by the end of the night.
Yep.
I don't think I mind that, though.
You out here shining.
Yeah, shining, yeah.
Shining star so you can see what your life can truly be. Drink
yeah,
this.
See?
Because it wasn't that what people used to love, that hypnotic. Now you can just drink this atomic.
Yeah, I
really
didn't drink cool. hypnotic, so I don't know.
Hey, you just really glow in the dark. Bam.
Yeah.
That
could be a superpower.
That could be your superpower.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on trying to get one, so.
You're working on trying to get a superpower. Well, it,
yeah.
You know, Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider. So,
yeah.
What you could do is maybe, as you ever watched one of them survival shows?
I like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. And so, you know how he eat them bugs and say, oh, it just busts in your mouth.
Yeah.
You sound a little hesitant there. Just saying,
I don't like
you
things
can,
that bust in my mouth.
So you can dip one of them in the vodka, right? And then
yeah.
And you know, bust in your mouth, and then you can just like just use the glow in the dark vodka as a chaser. And maybe that will give you that the radioactive power of a caterpillar, where you can bust in other people's mouths.
Oh, I don't mind that. I could do that. Now that would be okay. I could do that.
Okay.
I was thinking more of being, see, and look at you going that direction. I was trying to be enlightening and thinking about turning into a butterfly.
Yeah, that's
you didn't take
I'm
it to a whole nother direction. So, all right.
I was there. What I'm saying is, look, you're a caterpillar. You can climb walls. You can, you know, you can make, you be like a silkworm. You can just make some silk. So all of a sudden, you ain't
okay.
got to buy clothes. You just make silk. You make a whole
yeah.
silk.
Yeah.
Just
okay,
boom.
I'm feeling that.
See? And then you turn into a butterfly. Bam.
All right.
That's just how.
Okay, you got me. I'm ready. Right. I'm ready now.
All right. Atomic butterfly.
I like that. See?
Coming to a comic book near you. We just made that a smooth drama.
Exactly.
Superhero. Atomic butterfly. That would be kind of dope, actually, now that I think about it.
I know, right? Exactly. I'm ready.
I have to steal that for myself. Atomic butterfly. Let me get this going. before we do that, we, of course, got to go into our dumbass of the week. All right. Our dumbass of the week is this guy in New Hampshire. He's taking pics of women in the bathroom and dressing room. It's like, he's accused and he's facing two counts of violation of privacy. He's on video. He's in the women's bathroom in the Mall of New Hampshire. And he's inside a dressing room of another store. Travis Demers of Manchester, New Hampshire. He's charged with the misdemeanor violation of privacy. I just want to tell him, hey, man, you ever heard of the internet? I think they have it in New Hampshire, right?
On the internet?
Yeah, the internet.
Or where he can be a voyeur.
Well, I mean, so he want to take pictures of women using the bathroom and whatnot. You can find that on the internet. That is available on the internet.
So he can actually watch it.
Yes, you can watch it, and I know it's, I guess he's feeling his better life, but the whole jail experience for you, homie, might not work out.
I think the whole, probably like it being live, is in the women not knowing, is probably
okay.
Like his creepy thing.
Well, see, this is why he's the dumbass, though. He's sticking his phone underneath the stall. So,
oh, okay.
But most folks, see, you're sitting facing the stall, right? You can kind of see a hand come in with a phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to... And, you know, they got them whole sites where the golden shower sites, whatnot, they have that. And, you know, we personally got some show guests that could actually, he can call them up. They can send them some video, whatnot.
That's true. You're right about that.
I'm gonna see, they can fill up a basin for him. Yeah, all right. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying. He's in the dressing room. And, you know, you're on video. You're in the mall. You're on video. You're not smart. Now, probably going to go to jail. Probably spend some quality time with some folks that you probably don't want to spend that quality time with.
Mm-hmm.
Internet. You know,
safest route to go.
We can tell you where the porn sites are. I'll send you a link, homie. All right. On that note, it's probably time to go on break here. All right. Speaking of homie, this is my homie down in Houston, Scotty Spitten, Knight Rider.
Come hell or high water, I swept through the dry fit. In the house that Jack built, waste bread like money pit. Hank, I full rank, locked in the whole tank. Plus, you think these words be me like you saw Shane. Redemption is the key after the failure. I'm arriving rock bottom, find your way out of the cellar. Breaking bad cash, watch a white on the dash. 100 miles and flying like a kid moving fast. Rolling with attitude, hover with attitudes. I'm over they coordinates, walking on latitude. Supporting the baby boom, not of a darker hue. Well running dry night feet, eating beluga through a stomach similar to a river drowning glue. Augustus just us, this icon trying to crew. Just a pond, even traps in the lawn. It's time to be fertilized, I come with the best song. Facing up the world is a lifelong battle with starving cons and artists to handle. Sit on my bars, glide like E.T. saddle. At the speed of sound, how fast do time travel? High in the sky, behind the ride, trails the banner. It reads, day of the new grammar, way of the new manner. Which I bring the hammer, nailing coffins, I spit off sin on the rick. Cut the chase, I came back, destroyed like a race, ride through, no crew, driver named Spittin' Spit, world turned like corner bent, watching how your wheels spin, manually the standard who shifted out automatic. Mr. Say Robot, weekend and all hot, no joke, like black men, white men in a polar, gliding a body shot, detailed my crock pot, they spit a bunch of crocks and boxed all the ingredients, so I slow cooked it and transformed you, robots, roll out, dual exhaust, flame out to show off, exceptional, street car desire with no blowouts, professional, Leon is taxi driver, confessional, trying to be Travis Bickle, no lane flexible, incredible, like the edible, egg on your face.
Gold room pace made the race perfectible. Niggas still skeptical, one way directional. Put them in facilities, crashes not correctional. Taking eight music to drive by collectible. Accelerate, no brakes, it's not intersectional. Reverse course, radar on par, undetectable. Land in our skirt like the red flashing lights with a black kid lit. Similar to Michael Knight's, I'm off. You a one off kid, one time white, alcohol. Glide on this night, ride when I write.
Sugar. That was Scotty Spitting, Knight Rider. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, remember when I said I don't like taking pictures with kids and posting them on the internet?
I do remember that.
Sensitive, whatnot. No. There's a San Diego photographer. Photographer Andrea Van Wagner. I probably should just say Van Wagner, not Van Wagner. It sounds like it's all right, Andrea Van Wagner, she wants to warn parents after she found two of her son's pictures on a page for people who like strong boys. She said, she's a photographer and she posts a lot of pictures of kids in sports and families. And so in the effort to promote her business, she started an Instagram account, posting professional pictures as well as fun snaps of her boys, including a picture taken after her 9-year-old son had just won a wrestling tournament. Yeah, of course, he's excited. He's really proud.
Mm-hmm.
Not long after the picture went up, she noticed someone using a handle that referenced liking strong boys had liked the picture. And so she saw it, was like, oh, it's kind of creepy. And so after requesting to follow the account, she was in and she saw about 4,000 pictures with, quote unquote, athletic kids with their shirts off. And she said she saw a collection that somebody has that has no description. And two of the pictures were of her son.
So wow.
That user had swiped the pictures and posted them for others to see. So, yeah. It's one of the kids. I always tell the kids, hey, you have to, one of the things I always tell kids, don't post a lot of pictures of yourself, because there's people who kind of like that. And so... Mm. this is the reason why I try to shy away from taking pictures with kids and posting them, because as a quote unquote, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but as a public person, anything that you gets a little bit more traction. And so we have people who, like I said, they like strong boys, and so they're swiping pictures of little kids and putting them on sites so that other people who like strong boys, or let's just say what it is, pedophiles, look.
I agree. Yep. I see your call.
Yeah. So this is why I say what I say, and I know there's people like, oh well, I'm gonna be private, and nobody can get to my pictures, whatnot. But there are people who create fake profiles and present themselves as normal just so they can get what they can get. I mean, it's out there. And that's, I caution folks that when you put your little kids out there, I mean, you're proud of your loved ones, whatnot, but when you put them pictures out there, you gotta understand there's, unfortunately, people who beat their meat to pictures of your young children. Yes, it is gross, unsightly, all of those things put together. But that's the reality. That is the reality. It's no joke. It's Rakim.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So please, if you out there taking them pictures, be cautious. Understand that, yeah, it's one thing, because, you know, as a grown adult, I don't really care. You can take my pictures. It's whatever. You got Photoshop.
Can they post them, though?
Well, I'm guessing that they do. I actually had something like that where somebody did Photoshop on my picture. They put my head on the body of a naked dude.
Wow.
Yep. And created a whole profile.
Wow.
Yep. It was the creepiest thing ever.
How did you find out?
Well, I had a coworker that was like, hey, I need to talk to you. She's like, I saw some wild shit on the internet. Is this you? I'm like, what the? Because it's a naked picture of me. But I'm like vacuuming or some stupid shit like that. Naked.
Wow.
They had put my head on the body. So, yeah, that, I can take it because I'm a grown adult, and if anybody asks me, no, I'm not vacuuming naked. And, I mean, it was kind of flattering because, you know, I guess if they had extended the penis, so the penis was, like, past my kneecaps. So,
okay.
It was like, so that part, it was okay. But, no, wasn't me. And it was, at the time, it was disconcerting, to say the least. And that was at the beginning of the internet. So,
yeah. Wow.
Craziness happens. So, now, we can go on to lighter stuff. How to get gun control. guess what? In Pennsylvania, they found a way to get gun control.
How did they do that?
Oh, politicians from Pennsylvania are calling for new gun control measures after a gunman barricaded himself inside a Philadelphia house for hours, shooting at police. Six officers were wounded in the standoff yesterday.
Oh.
Yep, he surrendered and was taken into custody. The black dude.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question.
Right. Because right after that happened, that same day, they're like, hey, we got to get gun control.
I'm sure we do.
The myriad of white dudes shooting people meant nothing. But that one black dude, him shooting, they're like, nah, we need gun control. See, I told you. It's what's got to happen. Black people got to just be out there crazy shooting. Once that happens, they're like, nah, we need gun control. Because they might shoot us. Anyway. I think we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Who are you and what can we do you for?
Oh, this is sport. I was just really called to listen.
Okay. All right. I put you back on hold, sir. Thank you for listening in. All right, so this is gun control. As I said before, you don't necessarily need black people shooting white people. You just need black people shooting in the direction of white people or where white people might actually be. Like, they think about, man, I jog down that street. Me and Rover, we jog. What if we'd have been jogging and he shot? Rover could have been killed. I don't know what I would have done if Rover would have been killed. I'm getting choked up. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right? Although they don't think they call him Rover. Right?
No, he probably has a real name.
Mm.
Bruce or something.
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Yeah. Come here, Bruce. Come and get this, some of this Kobe steak. Let me feed
him.
Yeah, but you see, it only took one incident with a black dude yesterday. And they're calling for gun control. Just like that. Only took one incident. One incident, because I saw them taking him. They showed him in cuffs and walking him to the car and everything. You know, those other people that they caught, they didn't show them in cuffs or anything.
No, they didn't do that. You're right. I was really surprised that he was even caught.
Oh, well, they were negotiating on the phone.
On the police officers that were inside, though, too. There were still some inside the house.
Yeah. Well, however that went down, that's what just needs to happen. You just need to go to white neighborhood and just shoot in the general direction where white people might be. And you'll get gun control. That's the face of fear right there. You see black dudes shooting at white people in their direction, mm-hmm. in the same area, and then all of a sudden, boom, gun control. Just like that. Problem solved. That's all we need. You ain't got to kill nobody. You just need them to see that you have a gun. And that you're willing to shoot in their direction, then it's over with. all the guns would be off the street by the weekend. He'll just magically disappear. Be like eating frosted Lucky Charms. They'll be magically delicious and magically they'll just be gone.
Be gone.
It's like, what happened to that bowl? It's just gone. So, gun control. Black man is the solver of problems in America. You want gun control? Black man. You want to get elected?
Yep.
Show black man might do something. Fear the black man. Whatever you need, entertainment, whatever. I say black women too, but they, you know, they're a little bit more scared of black men. It's like black women, y'all just the hoes. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the connotation, right? The loud, angry black woman, that's a hoe.
Yeah.
And the black man, the violent, that violent black man with the eyes, oh my God, he's going to kill everybody. That's where we at. Speaking of killing everybody, apparently Newark, now we was talking about Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, apparently in the beginning of the 2010-2011 school year, at that time, 12.2% of all the samples tested above the 15 parts per billion federal actionable lead level as defined by the EPA. So supposedly, if it exceeds 15 parts per billion in more than 10% of sample taps, there's supposed to be action. So they were over it about 10 years ago. Just in case y'all wanted to know. Yeah, I think y'all was about the same time that Flint was messed up, Newark was messed up too. Y'all got them by like 3 years, acknowledging it publicly. As far as they acknowledged that it happened in Flint in 2014, we know it probably was a little bit longer than that. But Newark, they're acknowledging that hey, shit was bad in 2010-2011,
and they're just not talking about it.
Yeah, they said that the Board of Education said it turned off or remediated all fountains with elevated lead levels, including removing galvanized water lines and installing new lead-free lines and fixtures. They also offered a free blood lead level test to families.
So they're doing that now, or they did it 10 years ago?
They did that 2010-2011. They said only one student was found to be above the action level of 10 micrograms per deciliter. Deciliter. That's what they reported.
I just find it really amazing how they were able to just not even talk about it for 10 years, but they've already taken care of the problem as well.
So they say.
Yeah, but I mean, I would hope that they would have put something in action.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like people can't find out. So.
Fix those filters. That's what happened. So the filters were supposed to be fixed, but apparently those filters weren't working right.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why it happened. They reporting it. And of course you can get your bottle of water. Take that bottle of water shower. Yeah, you had that unique wet t-shirt contest with the bottle of water. Although you can't really do that because you kind of need that water to drink. But you can't really shower because it's lead. Oh, speaking of which, apparently they say the water is safe in Flint.
So they started early, not next year?
No. They're supposed to be, they said they're going to start and be done next year. They said
that's what I'm saying. So they started early.
Well, that's what they say. They say the water is safe to drink. Even though the mayor said, I'm not going to say it's safe, but they say it's safe to drink the water in Flint. And that means, conversely, it's safe to take a shower in Flint again. Yay.
Who is they?
You know, those people that don't live there.
Okay.
Yeah. On that note.
So those are the people who get to take a shower in their tubs and, you know, and drink the water from their faucets and not worry about it.
You know what? I would say the ultimate test for me would be, hey, come to a hotel in Flint and take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved. If it's safe, you'll come take a shower. In the meantime, we're going to go on break while we ponder politicians taking a shower in a place where they know the water ain't shit. This is OMB Bloodbath, Emotionless. Thank you.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Ms. Brown Sugar. That was OMB Bloodbath, Emotionless. She has an emotionless face, too. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. It's that time, Brown Sugar.
What time is it?
It's Groundhog Day.
Was that Kumo D? Oh, okay, never mind.
Kumo D? What?
Yeah, never mind. Nothing, go ahead. Sorry.
You talking about the song? Kumo D?
Yeah, that's what made me think of, do you know what time it is when you ask that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one, he had them tight leather suits on. You can't diss nobody with a tight leather suit on.
And when you wear shades. Yeah, and the right. Hat and all that. Yeah,
he had the tight hat, too. It was like, if he had sneezed on stage, it might have been over.
It all would have ripped off.
Yeah, he would have constricted himself and fell out, passed out right there on stage.
Exactly.
No, I'm just mad at him because I bought his album. It was like, he had like one, so he had the first song was nice. And then the rest of that album was garbage. It's like, I bought it. It's like, okay. And we listening to it on the way home, and it sucked.
Maybe
homie looking at me like,
not...
like, what's wrong with you? Anyway.
Well, you know, there wasn't streaming back then. You had to listen. You had to buy it. You had to listen to the whole thing to know. So.
False advertising. Anyway.
Yeah.
Going on.
Go ahead.
Right. Groundhog Day. That shit happened again? Oh, hell no. Oh, what is the shit that happened again? So, my brother sent me a little video about a black dude getting out of his car, spied a white woman, kind of looked at her and started walking. He's parking his car and then he's going to the restaurant. Apparently, the looking at a white woman is too much. And so she called the police, who showed up in force. Mm-hmm. There's like five or six of them in the video. Just like, well, hey, we got reports. He is looking threateningly at a white woman. Like, you actually show up for that. It's like, so you can put this on the list of things you can't do as a black person. You can't go get something.
Things you can't do while black.
Yep. Can't go get nothing to eat.
And you still can't look at a white woman.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know, you can't really stare at them.
No.
Apparently, because she's in the car across the street, just sitting there, watching it happen. You know, he's standing there. You know, he's got the right demeanor. He's just standing there still, like, hey, I'm just going to get something to eat, and there's a black woman who is filming in the background. And the owner, the restaurant, knows him because apparently he goes there all the time. And so she comes out like, hey, what's happening? Comes to eat here, drink here, whatever. And you know, the police officer's like, hey, you're taking this a little too far. You're inferring too much. It's like, conferring what too much, y'all? Like, yeah, we were just 4 minutes away. It's like, but he's not committing any crimes. He just parking your car and walking across the street. That's apparently that's a crime now. Oh, and staring at somebody. Apparently, he looked too long, maybe. So, yeah. Mm. That part.
Okay.
Can't look that long. It's got to be that quick.
Public service announcement. Black men stop looking at white women too long.
Yeah. You look too
long.
Call the police on you. And he was lucky he did not get shot.
Very much so.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
On that list of things. And so, it's one of those issues where you see there's a spirit in the air. So I saw there's this the hater of the week also. I mean, since we're here, I'm just gonna roll this one out too.
Hate. I hate you.
Kirk James Brockway. Allegedly, he's a Montana man. They were at a rodeo, and a 13-year-old boy was wearing a hat during the national anthem. And so he told him, you need to take your hat off during the anthem. The boy was like, nah, I ain't taking my hat off. So he grabs him by his throat, lift him in the air, and slammed him to the ground. For refusing to take his hat off while the anthem is being played at the rodeo.
Wow.
See, and see, this is the whole Malcolm X chickens coming home to roost, because that's white on white crime. I
was gonna say that was one of their own.
Yeah, I'm guessing in Montana it wasn't a black boy. It was a white guy. And so.
Not at the rodeo.
Nope. Grabbed him by his throat and slammed him down because of a hat during that. I mean, this national anthem, I'm going to say this to all the Christians out there. If you're a Christian and you're listening, if you actually read your Bible, and you believe in the Ten Commandments, I know y'all say that you're supposed to abolish that. You're supposed to abolish the Old Testament, even though y'all still talk about the Ten Commandments. So if you still talk about the Ten Commandments, if you look, there's a commandment that says, thou shalt not have no foreign idol before me. The whole flag.
Mm-hmm.
It's idolatry. It's a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, you are committing idolatry every day. You're standing up with your hand on your heart, whatnot. You are not a good Christian. I'm just saying, it's in your book. It's in your book. It's kind of in there. If you read it and you interpret it the way it was meant to be interpreted, that's idolatry. But
love my country.
Yeah. You can love your country.
That God has... Yeah, but this is one nation under God.
Yep. Sure is. Yep. Way under.
Am I committing idolatry if I love my country and I love God? And
well, if you pledge an allegiance to that flag, you know this whole national anthem thing is on a whole other level. I mean, they're willing to beat kids. Beat kids if you don't pledge allegiance to this flag. Idolatry. Now, if you said that to them, they'd probably kill you, because it's like, oh, you trying to kick knowledge? You know how they always say the gangsters Hey, you trying to kick knowledge? Wait, hold on. I got to get into it. Are you trying to kick knowledge, boy? You trying to kick knowledge? Huh? You out here kicking knowledge? Talking about idolatry? You don't know nothing about Jesus.
Right?
That's how we would get into it. Jesus would have stood for the anthem. Right?
Yeah.
That's what Jesus
I believe they believe that. Right. I believe they believe that.
Yeah, they believe Jesus would have stood for the anthem. He would have pledged allegiance to the flag, all that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd
be wrong, but I believe they believe it.
Yeah. But that's kind of the point. You know, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with the conversation. That person that they supposed to love and emulate and all that, you know, the whole message. It's a whole message about how you're supposed to be towards your fellow man. But we gonna skip all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to skip all that because apparently that means nothing. I ain't no Christian anyway. I'm Catholic. I don't know. They slay me. Constantly.
Yeah, they are.
So this is why,
a funny group.
Yeah, it's why I support Trump. I support Trump's reelection. You know, I know folks is like, why? Why? I know you're like, why? Why you say that? I'm like, there's an honesty to this. It's like y'all been lying. You've been lying to yourselves. You've been thinking, oh, all these folks love you. All these folks. It's like, look, no. The reality is here. You can't even look away from it now. It's all up in your face. It's just sliming all over you. You're trying to get out the way, but you can't. You can't even go to the restaurant. Park your car, look slightly at it. It's like back in 1908. Look at the white woman. They're going to call the police. Maybe you'll live. Maybe you won't. That's where we back. Ain't a damn thing changed. I'm like, look, Trump being president, and this atmosphere is the best thing that can happen. In my humble opinion.
I agree if we all understand, if we comprehend like what we need to do and we are make a conscious effort to, you know, stay on track as far as who we are as a people. If we're gonna, you know, continue to be who we are, then no, it's not. It's just gonna make things worse.
Well, hey, you got no choice now.
Hopefully. You always have two paths to choose.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at everything that's happened and is happening and the atmosphere that is out there. So you have a choice. You can go and try to hang out with people who hate you and want to kill you. Or you can finally, hey, you know what? It's all right to be black. It's okay to love yourself, love your people, and try to clean up our neighborhoods. Unified front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black folks take care of black folks. Then you can get respect from people because people never respect us if we don't respect ourselves. That's kind of the whole message. Can't go run into people who hate you. It's kind of like that now. All right. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I missed the F the N word, and this is another Smooth Drown production, and we are out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She
She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth.